Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for older, more open-minded audiences. So please, broaden your horizons.
Hello, this is co-host Talk Dude, and I'm here with Organic OK.
Yes, this is comedian Organic OK. Everybody,
and you're listening to Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul.
Hold on a moment, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, we might have to clarify something because I think we may have a slight error at the moment. But, you know, it's no worries. We'll correct those things. But, you know, I think greatness is something that's always, you know, when you're pimping, see that pimping, it goes through opposition. It goes through molding greater moments. And when you recognize those things and how people are trying to push you, people are trying to destroy your greatness. See, people are not really trying to provide you assistance to make this even better for them, because what you're doing is they don't recognize you're trying to help them make them better. So you're pushing them through their opposition and their happiness. But they're trying to destroy you as you're trying to help them. It's like, hey, man, babe, why are you trying to destroy me? I mean, you think you're destroying yourself, but really, I'm already where I need to be at. But really, in reality, I want to make sure that you're where you need to be at. But they feel like it's good to contaminate your greatness in a harvest of organic and this embodying my soul. This pimping is a brand of something that I come from a different brand.
Remember, you know, this isn't just a show you can listen to. It's a show you can talk with. Call us. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, a little bit. Now, organic pimping. Why don't we elaborate a little bit on that?
You've been involved. You can't be cross-contaminating, tripping it up. You got to have enough information at this point in time of talking enough to know what that means. You don't just use me to just sit there and tell people. You're supposed to know enough in your engagement and interacting with what's going on to know how to explain it to them. Just for me just to tell you this, for those new listeners, that's another conversation. But then if you don't know enough to say enough, why are you asking enough to be a part of enough? Make sense? So you're asking me something for those that never heard it. That's one thing. But if you heard enough, you got to be inspired to say, hey, because you're asking that question. So you got to be inspired enough to, hey, know enough to explain enough. You know, just to say that, I don't get the position that you're playing if you have experience enough to tell them from your internal viewing.
Okay, look, I just was thinking you should maybe give them just a little taste about what the exact title of the show, what it means, what it's truly about.
But I understand. It's a lot of episodes. We're not sitting here. Giving people the antidote to, you're creating a great masterpiece. You're showing people how to enjoy their own masterpiece within their ability to reflect. But it's not about them trying to contaminate my spirit, you know, and you're not taking that consideration. Nobody can contaminate your experience of what you're actually experiencing. Regardless, if you go to a party, even if it's hundreds of people or, you know, whatever number the people at a situation, everybody trying to have a good time, but you don't want the person to come into the party or already exist in the party making you feel uncomfortable. That's what I'm saying about the organic pimping. It's not about no one coming into it and making me feel uncomfortable in my piece of what I'm actually creating and making it. It's enough space for everybody in the capacity to draw it. But when you start saying you're not having responsibilities coming into it, with this kind of, I don't appreciate it. I'm just going to come in with a pressing because you got people that's wealthy. They're oppressed. You think somebody's really killing them. But it's in their mindset because they did so many compromising things. So when you come in, you got to realize you can't come in with the same kind of contaminating of I'm just going to be sad and just tell these negative things and not realize it's got to be more to it just the negativity just to have it.
Now you're talking to people in general, not just me, right?
Why would I be talking just you? I could just talk to you without being on the radio show. Come on.
I'm just saying that comment there sounded very biased, personal, like it was aimed directly at me. Swear
it. It was aimed at you to get the hell out the way because you're part of the problem. You got to be the solution, too.
Positive upbeat. Okay.
You can't be on organic pimping and just looking at the same thing. I ain't giving you the space to just be talking the same stuff you're talking on every platform. You better come with more desire and more creativity to help. I don't need you on this platform just to be here and you're not making a difference in your life. You can't have the same disasters everywhere. It's like having somebody that is not helping. It's like having someone not helping and they take them everywhere with you. You don't know the difference between having a peace. You don't know the difference between having the frustration. You don't know, like, it's a component to that, right? You can't have every person is not meant to go everywhere with you because their mindset is not right there. So you got to realize your mindset is not where it needs to be. You got to realize where you need to be locked into your own space where you're actually comfortable with. Because this space is about a different capacity of thinking.
Anywho, look. Yeah, what is the best way for somebody to basically get that first spark going?
Hey, come on, bro. We're not gonna nitpick over this, bro. We gotta have another mindset, but we got too many important things that we haven't even reached. We can't be in neutral, bro. Neutral gets you nowhere. If you want to throw your energy on people that's not even getting the picture, the message, because they haven't got to that point yet, but then you'll be drained before you really need to have the energy to really motivate yourself in the distance. It's not about short, hey, look at this crumb, look at this. You see that thing? You're exhausted with that kind of mindset. You exhaust the people because you're not looking at it in a bigger position. Like, if I want to have a woman complaining like you complain, I just have a woman complain. That's what I'm saying to you. Like, if a woman complains, look at this. This is so crazy. I'm going to make you understand. We know all women don't complain, but I'm just saying that reference, like someone that's really engaging the actual solution, they give you more solutions than giving you the actual bias contamination of the downfalling. Like, we could always talk about what is not going to succeed, but what we're talking about was succeeding. And what you need to do is don't be complaining and find the things that's not helping you. You need to be talking about all the things that give you solution. You got too many things that's not making you successful. So you should waste all your time to be successful. That's all you should be talking about. You shouldn't be talking about nothing about this person, that person. You should be talking about all the solutions that help your life.
Well, I guess I should be proud, pleased, or at least satisfied being an example of on the show, proof that this thing might work. I think one of the biggest things is I've got is the bad habits, the TV watching.
Hey,
you know, last night.
I'm kind of like immature situation. I can't talk right now because too much rain and water. I'm out about inside of the organic platform of the oxygen flow. So I'm about to get off because of my phone was so polluted with water and everything. I'm going to get the phone. But I'm going to let talk to you and see if he can perspire some more solutions instead of being so polluted with the contamination of things that's not helping. Bye.
Okay, where do I begin?
Stop.
Anywho.
Right there. You don't have to begin. It's already started. Just keep moving through.
Okay.
Stop talking
last night
like
I had
somebody don't get it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm hanging up right now. You know what I need to do? If I can mute you and tick you off the phone right now, I would hang you up and have my voice there. But I can't do that right now because I am in a situation. But everybody, when you're going through a situation, you put someone in a position, you got to make sure that the person in position understands it's an opportunity for them to have. And they can't take it as that's something that they mandatory. See, a lot of people in society, he's the kind of person that in society, if you look at it, those are the kind of people to kill your ass because they don't have an understanding of what you mean. They have an understanding of what they think you mean. And what happens when people think you mean something and they take it the wrong way, they could destroy you because they misery that they think is your problem, they will make you destruction more than a solution of happiness and peaceful mind. And you got to understand, truly, peace of mind is peace of mind. You got to stop looking at things as negativity. The negativity is not destroying your happiness. It's carrying your happiness. All right, I'm going officially. I'm on standby.
Okay, now I'm going to start. Okay, now, good people, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. I had an epiphany last night. Something hit me hard. I was watching old TV reruns like I tend to, watching a lot of stuff I've seen before, and I was starting to think to myself, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired of this. Really, honestly. You ever had a day when basically you just feel like you've done all this, you've seen all this, and you want
change? It's the same conversation,
change.
Bro. This is something else. This is not the same show, bro. This is about pivot. Okay, this is organic pimping, and so we're gonna pimp it. We don't have this boring ass lecture you give. Come on, man, it's not that show.
All right, fine.
Shit you
pimp yourself.
About.
Push yourself a little bit. How you might have. So that's the question. People are wondering, how do I organically pimp myself? Well, I think the first step is like being your biggest promoter, your biggest fan, know what you want. Pushing yourself towards that greater good. Knowing what it is and doing it. Doing that thing. And doing what needs to be done. Like last night, I basically thought, okay, I'm going to start pumping myself a little bit towards a greater good. And it's true, my bad habits start flaring up again. But in a way, fuck, I've done them so much, I don't want to do them anymore. Some change. Some big, major change. A lot of times, it's what it's all about. Push yourself. Pump yourself. Push yourself towards something great. Ask yourself that. How do I push and pump myself every single day? Well, you start with a little bit of that attitude. Like pump that pizzazz, that spice. Keep people in your life who are constantly pushing you forward. How to push that. There are a lot of people who might like you, might like having you around, but they don't want to go anywhere. They don't want to move. They don't want to be moved, but they basically want you to stay nowhere with them. There's a lot of company in nowhere. Maybe you think this isn't really what I want. And out there in the race, there's a lot of competition. People sabotage one another. It happens. You got to make sure you got the right people in your life, in that. It needs to be your vice, you know?
Timothy, you need
that.
I'll pick you on timeout. What are you talking about?
He's got a mouthful of food on the air. That's great. Anywho.
Food is called a face cover for COVID-19. I'm outside in the writing. I'm not inside like you are. That's good to be a nasty person. Because this is you getting wrong with me. They so busy with their own selfish agenda. That's bias. And you can't really never have somebody that's suffering and bias because it's not that they can't learn, it's that they're so suffering in their own selfish ways. So, technically, make more opposition than a solution. That's what you find out a lot of times. It's like having weeds, right? If you suffer to weeds, you'll see that you have more peace of mind. You can't allow people to be weeds in your life. You'll find they do more harm than they actually give you in your life to be solutions. And you got to know the difference because otherwise they keep doing it, destroying your life. And then later on, there'd be something like inheritance of destroying the wealth in your greatness. And they would tell you what they didn't mean to, they didn't know and all that. But what does that mean? What does that really mean if someone destroying you? What does that really mean? If you had the opportunity, would it be more of you being on the side of just listening to feeling the feelings of the motion, or just going through the motion? Or would it really be saying, oh, man, I got to get through this? You know, that's what happens. There's a part where, yeah, it is emotion. If you had emotion attached to the people that's giving you solutions, that means all the things in the world. But if the person's the problem that's going to destroy you, I mean, what do you really got out of that? Their emotions, okay. They're living, okay. What does that got to do with your happiness? You know? And in the day, it's about transparency of your life becoming bigger, important to the desires. Not just somebody just sitting there undermining you and saying, if you got a little clever way, they're not trying to act you, like they're trying to undermine you. What does that really mean? Society. Society undermines you if you got a little clever way to take credit for what you actually work in, all that effort that you're working on, and they're going to just sit there and undermine you. What is that all about? So talk to. Now, when you're talking to these people, that you want to be on the show, have you think about what you're telling them? You think people want to relate to that?
I think in a lot of ways they do. They want to basically they want to basically pimp themselves organically. They want a fire lit under them. They want improvement.
That's your number one problem right there. You have so much narrow-minded point of view about what people are really, really thinking. And that's what you have the problem with your own self, because you're thinking very narrow-minded about your actual ability. And this transparency of what you're doing is kind of hindering the real ability of your greatness. That's not organic pivot. It's cross-contamination pivot.
Cross-contamination.
Ladies and gentlemen, okay, it's so many different ways you would say to go about actually giving people the actual inventory of what their needs are and not destroying your needs, okay? We can help others, but we'll have to destroy our own ability. We'll destroy our own love. We'll just destroy our own happiness to let other people be happy. That's not right. We have to destroy so that everybody else be happy too. Now, talk to him. Go ahead, man. Talk to him.
Okay. It's 7:46 here on the program, Organic Pimping, Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul. And you know what? I wish my soul would call in there. We could show them how our program could help them and turn them all around in any way possible. It basically would rotate their whole lives towards a better good, a greater good. Do all that. Everybody out here who might listen to all this, who basically feel like my life should be a little bit better than this. It can be. First step, you got to put a little spice in yourself, a little attitude. Just a little bit of, you know, a little bit of ingredients to spice up the gumbo. A little pepper for flavor to stir up the pot.
That pepper and flour you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm talking about what you cooking over there, man. What you cooking?
A greater human soul.
Oh, man, you ain't cannibalism on you. There's some cannibalism going on there. There's some potatoes up in there and some carrots. Now, come on, talk, dude. Talk to him. They're hearing you. Come on now. You're talking to him.
Now, first step, just spice stuff up. Have a little bit more attitude in life. Be a little bit more that person you want to be. There is basically a certain something, a certain attitude, a certain way. There's a certain somebody you want to be, you need to be.
What is somebody
you
want to
be?
It better be happy to have that greatness, you know. You better put it to that. If you want the greatness to be sitting there embracing you, you better understand it's some of the preparation you're doing to your greatness that's standing out. You know, it's interacting with others, making their life feel more better.
Yeah, definitely. How do you spice that special something up? A little bit of attitude.
You got to taste it. Every once in a while, you got to taste it because, you know, it's nothing like tasting it. You know what I mean? You can assume what it tastes like. When you start tasting, oh, man, I don't want to stand up on it. It's so good. Taste it. Come on now. Talk to him.
Have it. Have that fire. You can be what you want to be. You just gotta give yourself a little pizzazz.
Come on.
Before you know it, everything in your life
will
change. Like, for example, sometimes motivational music helps. It's good that we live in a time where there's free downloading. We have a phone that plugs in. Listen to whatever music you want.
Download the phone, plug in. Oh, we're a software company.
A little bit of fire. Something to motivate you. You need that. You can have that. It can be done. What is it you want specifically? I mean, are you that guy who basically says, I wish I could be more attractive to women? Learn the social ability. Build up your body. Have more of an attitude. Join that dating service. Don't Be meek. Don't be afraid. You see, when you're meek, when you're afraid, as the world senses it, and meek is weak. That mildness, whatever. Don't hold yourself back. Don't. You can be more. You can be better. We can all be a better version of what we are now. You can be the best version of what you are. It can happen. Does it seem impossible? Does it seem too scary? So many of us were afraid to basically take the plunge. But you've got to. Make a change. Make a change.
Yeah, your dog. Come on, man. What's happening behind that? What's that like a scary movie or something? Come on, man. Somebody watching the end of the, like, in the movie, like, he jumped over the edge.
No, cross over. Cross yourself over. Be what you want to be. Things can be better. They can be more than better. Now, engulf yourself. Be greater than you are. Personal greatness. It awaits all of us. It's in all of us. It can be. It can basically enlighten you in a way like the room which you didn't think was possible. There is a possibility. It's a certainty. I'm reminded that we make a stab at immortality, leaving a real legacy behind a personal greatness. You need to do that. You must do that if you wish to get by. If you haven't truly lived. Think about your personal stab, your greatness. That personal sort of spice. What is it you want to do right now? How do you want to basically better yourself? What would you need? What do you need? Go for it. It can be done. So many of us basically, they don't basically do that because they're afraid. They're afraid that, well, I'm seeing somebody right now, and I'm afraid that if I, you know, we start to reach and whatever, it'll take away personal time we could be spending together.
Because
sometimes when you're with somebody,
no.
You guys are tied together.
Him, no, this ain't pimping. It's not pimping, man.
Pimp yourself. Push that personal self. Something greater. The world will thank you for it. The world will be happy to see you. You can find some personal greatness from it. Can. It's 7:53 here on the program, Organic Pimpin'. Satisfying ingredients, it embodies my soul. And personally, I wish that somebody else would call in. We had a certain somebody to help us, you know, do just that.
Come on, man. Let me get a show about you, man. It's about wishing. You know, wishing?
It's about basically wishing, wanting something, needing it, and then making that personal step to doing just that.
Say you wish somebody called, man. Stop wishing.
Wishing is the first step. Knowing there's something you need. Now, good people. Here's something that might help. Speaking of spice, be a spicy connoisseur of spicy foods. You know, appreciate that. You know, if you can appreciate really spicy food, you can learn to tolerate spice in your food. That gives you an incentive to be greater. That spice, that tingle, it can sort of really get you motivated, believe it or not. Spice can be good for you, really good. And at the same time, And at the same time, It can basically be another step to you becoming more than you are now, what you want to be, what you need to be. It can happen. It can basically be a step towards that greater good. Spicy food. Secondly, that motivational music. Play something that gets you all pumped up, that really knows how to play with your moods. Move to it. Third. Well, listen to that motivational self-help stuff a little bit every single day. Not just shows like this, even though this is a good one, it's important. But just in general, that attitude to basically making you personally something. It's out there. You need it, and you can do it. It can make you so. It can make you special. And for myself in the program, you know, I wish I could basically talk to somebody right now who would just see how all this is going to personalize and pimp them. It's going to pump them up in a spicy, natural, organic way. This is a program that is self-improvement. It's about loading yourself up with drugs somehow to give you a strength like steroids and attitude or even something to numb the pain, but about a greatness that can be found here, within yourself, and everywhere else. Let me tell you something in the few minutes we've got left. I was somebody who needed this. I was somebody who needed something to spice it up, to be pumped up. I needed some better what have you. I needed this. I was dying for this. I needed help. I needed remedy to be cured. Resonance was needed. It could be found. Pimp yourself a little bit every single day. Find yourself. Love yourself and push yourself. Never stop pushing. Be funky, as you should be. I want to thank you all for listening. Hopefully somebody out there is listening to the program. Organic pimping through the ingredients to embody my soul. Feed your soul too. Find a way. The soul should always be nourished as much as the body. Thank you all. How do you nourish your soul? Do you take a moment to stop and listen to what your soul wants and feed it? Do that. All right. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all. Thank you. And good night.